Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Santana Sumawong and Erica Apathy, both developmental specialists for the early learning program at the Center for Community. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you here. We're here to talk about a fun topic. We're here to talk about a community baby shower. And so I want to start with just, what is that?
Yes, so it is actually our first community baby shower that we're throwing. And so Center for Community is partnering with Sitka Tribe of Alaska to throw basically a big celebration to celebrate new babies in town.
Okay, excellent. So these are new little people who have entered the world. Mm-hmm. They might be new because they arrived at the hospital, or maybe they're new to town because the family just moved here.
Well, we are doing a baby shower, so it's more... Okay, well, yes, it is for people who just moved to town, yes. And it's also for families who are expecting a baby or have had a baby within the past year.
Oh, great. So this is pregnant folks can show up, mm-hmm. babies that have been outside of the womb for a little while, people with infants who are new to town but maybe delivered their baby elsewhere. It's for them as well. Okay, great.
Absolutely.
So for any family with a little baby or about to have a little baby, you should come out to the community baby shower. But what will people expect there? What is that going to be?
Yeah. So again, it's a big celebration that we're hoping to have. And we're going to be giving away free gift bags with different baby essentials in them. And yeah, we want to just connect community members with each other and then also community resources.
So this is a celebration. I love that. That's a big piece of any baby shower is to celebrate, which is lovely. But also another beautiful piece that you just mentioned, I want to talk about the gift bags, but before I get to that, I want to highlight that you talked about community and connections. So when you're a new parent, a big piece is you might feel kind of alone, especially you might be at home more than you were with a little human that you're responsible for that doesn't talk to you, but maybe makes a lot of sounds and you don't quite understand them all. And you might feel pretty isolated at that time or if you're about to give birth. So having some connections and community seems like a huge piece of it. So Erica, maybe I'll ask you a little bit about what the community piece looks like. How are you going to be filling in? What sort of resources, what community will people be connecting with?
Yeah, so we're going to have at the event, we're going to have the gift bags, we're going to have some food, and then we're also going to have the opportunity for families to, you know, get more information on. We have a weekly play group. We'll have things like the public health and things like women, infant, and children, just, you know, to help with some of those baby essentials. Also going to have things
like other public resources. We talked a little bit about the library, the public library.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have the Imagination Library. That's a program, if folks aren't aware, that you can sign up for, and you can get a free book every month until a child is five. So that's a really wonderful resource to encourage reading at home. We'll also have things, you know, opportunities to get more information about babies and books. I also send out a monthly calendar through the early learning program that does, you know, includes things like pool hours that are open, parks and rec information, you know, if there are babies and books event, you know, those things, or if there's a dance class for babies mm-hmm. and moms, you know, things like that. So people would be able to get added to that list if they needed, or if they were interested in getting more information about that.
Well, you mentioned a weekly playgroup. That seems huge. Like one way to fill that gap when you're alone with your new baby, meet other parents who maybe are a little bit further along in the journey. So tell us a little bit about the weekly playgroup.
Yeah. So we, through Early Learning Program, host a weekly playgroup, and it's at the Sea House behind this Episcopal church downtown. And it's on Wednesdays from 10 to 11. Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, have a space in there and clear out the room. And we have a little baby area. We have, you know, toys for older kids. I believe it's up to age 3. And it's a really fun opportunity to have new families come in and meet, you know, parents that are their kids are at similar developmental stage, and also is a great opportunity for like families with younger kiddos to ask those questions like, why is my kid, you know, they're really crying. Could they maybe be getting some teeth in? And then they can ask parents that have kids maybe, you know, 6 months older, and they can kind of give that advice. And that's a really wonderful knowledge gain just from parents that have experienced something similar to them.
I love that. Yeah, right. And I feel like this baby shower, the community baby shower, is like the first step towards that. You get to meet other parents, other people that are expecting children, make some connections for resources. And the, maybe right now nothing has really come up in your life with your new baby, but then when something does, you'll know who do I turn to? What do I do? Now you'll know. And I do want to talk to you a little bit about the work that you two specifically do, because it's something that parents and parents-to-be will want to know about, which your developmental specialists for the early learning program at the Center for Community. So you can help little ones and their parents with things like milestones. So I just want to ask what it means to be a baby that has milestones and meeting milestones.
Yeah, definitely. So each stage of month or each month of a child's life, you know, they're reaching new milestones. So they're gaining new skills. And sometimes these milestones have delays. And so if parents are ever concerned of like, oh, my baby's not walking yet, like, should they be walking? They can come into the early learning program. And we have things called screeners. So we can give them a short questionnaire. And then based on the screener results, we can say like, oh, no, your child looks like they're developing at an expected rate. Or we could say like, oh, yeah, it looks like they might be a bit delayed. And then we can do an evaluation to help them get enrolled in our program and then receive services if needed.
Lovely.
That was an example on walking, but our team has speech language pathologist, occupational therapist, physical therapist, and then, Erica and I, and our manager Lisa as well. So.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, huge resource for this community, so people need to know about that, which they'll learn about at the community baby shower. They also have a chance to get a free gift bag. I'd love to tell listeners what sorts of things they might get.
Yeah, we are trying to hook families up with as many things as possible, all the baby essentials. So we're giving away diapers and wipes for sure, and then in the gift bags, we're including many other things like socks and hats, different types of teethers and baby toys, books. And we also have a survey out. So parents who can make recommendations, or if they have any specific wants and needs for their baby, we're going to try to include those as well in our
amazing
gift bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, if people want to get a gift bag when they attend the community baby shower, then they do need to sign up by a certain date. And it also sounds like at that time they could fill out a survey.
Yep. Yeah. So when you sign up, that's you're filling out the survey, just saying your name and then, how old your baby is or when their due date is. And then, they can give us information, like things they want.
Oh, lovely. Okay. And what is the due date for signing up by if you want to get a gift bag?
Yeah. Folks need to be registered by October 15th.
And how do they do it? How can they register?
We have flyers posted around town at different bulletin boards, also on social media. And it will eventually be in the newspaper. And, you know, they can also call or email Center for Community. A good phone number to call would be 907-966-4223.
Perfect. And on social media, it's places like Sitka Kids on Facebook and Sitka Chatters. You'll find it there. And then the flyer has a QR code on it.
It does.
You can just use that for your phone. And if you want to attend the community baby shower, but the gift bag is not as important to you, you don't need to sign up. You can still just show up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And when is it? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I also want to add, we are doing door prizes. Ooh. And so even if you don't register, we have different door prizes. So LFS donated 2 infant life jackets to us. And we have a bunch of other places that are supporting us. So we'll have different gifts, even if you didn't meet the deadline for a gift bag.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So, when should people come to get door prizes, to meet other people, to...
Yeah, the event is Saturday, November 22nd, from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Centennial Building. We're also going to have some fun games, like baby shower games. So if you are interested in door prizes, you know, there also could be some door prizes if you win a game.
Oh, fun. Okay, great. So this is full on a baby shower.
Yes.
Yeah, plan on that too. Not just resources and, you know, community, but also celebration, which sounds, sounds lovely. Well, thank you both for coming in. I've been chatting with Santana Sumawong and Erica Apathy, both developmental specialists for the Early Learning Program at the Center for Community. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.